The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, time to know The Dog and Joe Show. On the line, we've got a coveted, designed in Italy, fabricated or stitched in Korea. What we have is a Dog and Joe Show t-shirt for you. If, in fact, you know The Dog and Joe Show, three consecutive questions correct, get you the t-shirt, best out of five. 766-9370. Let's start with Megan. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Megan, how long have you listened to The Dog and Joe Show?
A couple years since you were at the meth lab.
Oh, very good. Off
welcome,
to a nice
Megan.
Start. All right, best of three, Megan. You got to get all three correct. Here we go. Question one. Who on the show claims they started working out to bulk up so they can enter bodybuilding competitions?
Oh, my God. Dog.
Oh, Megan. That's so funny that you said that, though. I like her a lot.
Yeah,
thank you, Megan.
You see, I added the bodybuilding competition thing in there.
Because you're a punk.
Yes, yeah. And there are three people on the show when we play Know the Dog and Joe Show. Do not forget about Dana.
Yeah.
And it is not Dana who is going to become a bulked up bodybuilder.
Well, I don't think you can give it away, can you? I mean, we may have to ask this question to the next caller.
Well, okay, I gave you a hint, but we do have to move on. And she said me. I said it wasn't Dana, so I gave that one away.
You sure did.
Yeah, Megan.
Megan, Dog's already got Marine Bro shirt arms.
Yes, I do.
They're on the Marine Bro shirts.
I've been going to bodybuilding competitions and losing them for years.
Thank you, Megan.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, do you think you know the Dog and Joe Show?
I'm going to try my best.
All right, how long have you been listening?
Since the meth labs.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Hopefully you can get these. You got to get all three in a row correct. Best of five.
This is Steve on the phone?
Steve.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, here you go, brother. Who on this show is the drive-through diva?
That would be Joe.
Oh, Steve, he's got a point on the board.
Yes, he does. Take a listen for those out there who didn't know Joe is the drive-through diva.
I don't know if he did.
This could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle, and she showed me the way.
Oh, God.
There were voices down the corridor.
Yeah!
I thought I heard them say,
come on, bring it.
Welcome to the...
What I was looking for right there was...
Hotel California.
Yes, see, yes. Yeah, there you go, Steve. Steve on the board. 1-0. That is correct. Joe is drive-through diva. Woo! Got a new segment coming up on Monday. The whole thing with drive-through diva is we go to drive-throughs throughout the Sacramento region. We pull up. Joe sings the song. If they can complete the lyric where Joe pauses, they win.
I got to be honest with you. Hearing that on the radio, where we play other songs that are made to be on the radio from artists who are good enough to sing them,
yeah,
embarrassing.
Woo! Let's go.
Then she lit up a candle.
You in the background.
Woo!
And she showed me the way.
Oh yeah, Joey.
There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say.
That is awful.
It's terrible,
that
man.
That is awful.
There's no wonder nobody knows what I'm singing. It sounds like a crow dying.
Yeah, it sounds like cats whopping.
I really wanted to be a singer, too.
Steve, you're on the board 1-0. Here comes question two. Who on the show, careful with this one, Steve, who on the show has a daughter? Who on the show has a daughter?
That would be Dana.
Whoa!
Wow, Steve!
Done.
Nice, nice job.
Yes.
That's two, brother.
Yes.
That is two for this man.
Yes, little right, Olivia.
Steve.
That is Dana's daughter. Producer Dana does have a daughter. Joe and I have sons.
Mm-hmm.
Get the next one right, Steve. You'll get the Dog and Joe Show t-shirt.
All right, Steve. Who on the show loves Halloween?
Steve, you alive? Did you fall? What happened? Steve, you with us?
I'm alive.
Okay.
That would be Dog.
Oh! So close.
Oh, we'll pause right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Rough. I'm sorry.
Let's pick it up with Taylor. Taylor, do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
Yes, I do.
Can you steal that question?
Free. Yeah, it's Joe.
Yes,
I do. My
nicely
favorite holiday
done.
Of all right there, Halloween.
Yes, Joe calls Halloween a holiday. You're on the board with one.
Really is a holiday.
Here's the next question. Who on the show thinks people should hand out toothbrushes for Halloween?
That would be Dog.
Yeah. No, that would be done.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all about good dental health. You got to be dentally healthy. And instead of getting these kids fat and putting sugar into them, making their teeth rot, give them some Colgate. Give them a little dental care pack and a toothbrush. That's what they need.
Absolutely. Because after they eat candy, there's no way they could possibly go and use their own toothbrush and toothpaste to brush their teeth.
Well, no. I don't even want them to hand candy out anymore. I think when you go to houses, what the neighborhood should do is they should choreograph this. And in unison, they should come together. One house gives toothbrush, next house gives toothpaste, next house gives floss, next house gives water pick. That's really how I think Halloween should work. It'd be a lot more fun.
You should be in charge of nothing when it comes to Halloween.
You're on the board now. You've got two correct. Is that right?
He has got one.
Yeah.
Yes. One
next
correct.
One
correct.
He's only got one?
Yeah, because we just started off with who should hand out toothbrushes.
Oh, I thought we picked up with the Halloween.
Oh, I apologize. We did leave off with the last unanswered correctly question.
Yeah, you're making me crazy here.
I am crazy. I'm sorry.
Get the next one right, Taylor. We'll hook you up with a shirt.
All right, Taylor. Sorry for the confusion. Question three. Who on the show has the oldest child?
Okay, just take a pause on this. What was that?
Who on the show has the oldest child?
Well, I don't know Dana's daughter's age, but I'm going to guess Dog.
Yes, that is correct.
That's three in a row.
Yes, that's three in a row.
Yep.
Little Liv, she just had her birthday. It's also on the same day as Digger.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st, they just had birthdays. Dana, how old's Liv now? Is she one or two? She's two, correct?
She is two.
How come I can't hear Dana?
You can't hear me?
There you go.
How old is she?
She just turned two.
Very good.
Yep.
And Digger just turned 7.
Yep.
And my boy in September, he turned 15.
Whoa.
So, absolutely correct. Taylor, hang on. We'll get you hooked up with that T-shirt, okay? What size do you wear?
XL.
Yeah, I just like to ask because, you know, it makes you think you're going to get the size you wear. All right, hold on.
So mean.
766-9370. Here comes GNR.
KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studio.